As Gabe and Jake Price sprinted toward the tunnel mouth, the Earth was still vomiting up Quattro by the dozens. Oneiri team was fighting hard, but it wasn't enough. The aliens were still managing to get between them to attack what remained of Darkstream's reserve battalion, the Force Multipliers, along with the soldiers from Planetos's garrison. Bayonets extended from several of the Quattro's backs, and they gouged at the humans viciously, while the other aliens mostly hung back to pelt the soldiers with artillery, which was also strapped to their backs. How the aliens managed to operate the firearms remained a mystery, but it wasn't the most mysterious thing about them. "Hit them with everything we have," Gabe growled over the team-wide. "Do not let them reach the hills. If that happens, this is all over." And so the Mimas mech pilots stepped up their game. For his part, Gabe extended both bayonets as he slammed into the first wave of Quattro, skewering two of them at once and withdrawing the blades to plunge them into alien flesh again. His targets down, Gabe engaged both flamethrowers, crisscrossing the long streams of flame as he took one hard-fought step after another. The fire flickered over the shapes of allies and enemies alike, casting them in sharp relief. It wasn't just that. Everything had a hyper-realness to it, which Gabe took as the dream rendering the urgency of keeping the Quattro away from what he and Price had discovered in the hills behind them. It was hard to fathom the timing. Just as they'd emerged from the tunnel after being pursued by a pair of Quattro with the unexpected power to stop bullets in midair, Price had spotted unusually colored meteorites streaking toward the planet. He and Gabe had investigated, and what they'd found troubled Gabe as much as it confused him. Mechs, clearly of alien make, and just as clearly built for Quattro to use. Having cleared the area in front of him, Gabe instructed his mech's hands to retract, splitting to settle back against his wrists as he spun up the rotary autocannons they revealed. Armor-piercing shells sped through the air, more than enough to part Quattro flesh and rupture their innards, providing they didn't stop the rounds before they struck their target, using the same magic trick they'd used underground. They didn't. The Quattro no longer seemed to have the ability to halt bullets in midair, for reasons just as inscrutable as the power's existence before. Was I hallucinating? No. His mental state had been iffy lately, even he could see that. But the others had also seen what the Quattro had done. Besides, if he'd hallucinated that, then he'd also hallucinated Tommy's death. "I know when I've lost a soldier. I wouldn't just dream up something like that." Gabe added Tommy's death to the long list of things for which he intended to repay the Quattro. Never mind that it had happened while the Darkstream soldiers were invading the aliens' home. They deserved that, too. They deserved everything that had happened to them, as well as everything Gabe intended to do to them. Having driven the Quattro front back, Gabe reformed his hands in front of the autocannons, switching to rockets. The other members of Oneiri had followed a progression of weapons similar to Gabe's, and together they'd had the desired effect of pushing the Quattro farther and farther back toward the tunnel mouth. At last, the aliens began to slip into the shadows, disappearing from the surface of Erisos, slithering back into their dank holes where they belong. Gabe switched to a battalion-wide channel so that everyone could hear his orders. Bronson had given him the command, which was lucky. He doubted any of Arcady Black's people would appreciate the gravity of the situation they faced, and the same went for the remnants of the late Benjamin Clifford's Force Multipliers. To prevent humanity from getting wiped from the face of Erisos, maybe even the whole system, he was glad to have the command. "I want both the soldiers of Planetos's garrison and the Force Multipliers to continue guarding the tunnel mouth. Oneiri team, to me." As he spoke the last words, Gabe jogged to the edge of his forces, allowing enough space for the giant Mimas mechs to gather around him. They did, many of them stowing artillery as they ran, metal parts clicking together with a pleasing cleanness.